Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think I understand the fury of response, and I think you're making a very logical, passionate argument for Shador getting a lot of the playing time on Friday. I think people are just pissed about this because I think the second that the Dylan Gabriel news came out and the Kenny Pickett stuff came out, mm-hmm. that it's unlikely they are to play on Friday, I think Shador fans circled Friday is his opportunity to finally firmly ensconce himself in the quarterback battle with a good performance on Friday's game. So if the Browns don't start him, I can understand if you feel like that opportunity has been kneecapped before it actually was given an opportunity to take off.
Well, it's the sad part about that is that we should be looking at it still like it's exciting, because I'm trying to tell everyone, if I was in charge, Shador would have three quarters into the fourth quarter. Hell, if you want to play the whole game, he gets to play the whole game, and Tyler Huntley's just there so that you don't play a backup linebacker at quarterback if he goes down injured. Like, if I was in charge, the sad part about this discussion, Nick, is that too many people have seen what the Browns have done so far, and I don't think many Shador fans or people that want to see Shador succeed believe that the Browns are going to do this the way that I'm talking about right now.
So I would just,
I hope they prove me wrong. I guess it's wrong or right in both ways.
I think my rebuttal would be, just because Shador wouldn't start or get three quarters worth of reps or the full game on Friday doesn't mean they don't plan to give him more as this thing goes on. This can still be, even if he doesn't start or even if he starts but plays a quarter, whatever it is, this could still be the beginning of more for Shador.
So but if you're not going to do it now.
I think some people have turned Friday into this all or nothing. I don't think they view it as just an all or nothing thing.
It's not an all or nothing, but if you're not going to do it now, I would ask the question of when you're going to actually do it. And you say, like, oh, well, down the line, they'll get to more in maybe game two, maybe game three. Man, maybe they do, but like, this is the perfect setup, because you're not, I think some people are getting this confused. Like, you're not taking reps away from Dylan Gabriel. You're not worried about taking reps away from Kenny Pickett. Those guys aren't going to be playing on Friday. It's already, and Joe Flacco's not going to be playing on Friday. Like, this is the opportunity to give Shador as many reps as possible and let him grow and let him show what he can do.
I look at it and go, I think if you started small, it makes sense to scale the thing. And again, I'm a little dubious about the Browns doing this the right way. You mentioned earlier, we don't have like a proof of concept that they're good at developing quarterbacks. They were really high on DTR each of the two last preseasons. Mm-hmm. And then when the guy played, it was an unmitigated disaster. But I think right now, I don't know that Dylan's hamstring is going to change the plan, which is any rep that you take away from Joe or maybe Kenny Pickett is going to Dylan in service of getting him ready to play earlier in the season. And then once you feel he's close enough to ready, then you can start peppering in more during the season opportunities for Shador, maybe on scout team, maybe backup reps here and there.
It's just it's an odd setup, and it's a different. We've never done a four quarterback competition that has now turned into having six different quarterbacks on the roster, with five of them going to have an opportunity here in the next month. But I look at it like, if you're trying to stump for Tyler Huntley reps, it's losing me in many ways.
I see. I don't think it's stumping for Tyler Huntley. I think it's them thinking, we have to continue to put Shador. He's made this progress. Let's keep that progress rolling by doing this in a thoughtful way.
See, but that also, what I tell you a week ago, I said I was going to get really angry at people that try to position this as the Browns are handling of Shador the right way, and they're doing this the right way and bringing him along slowly. And it's like, Shador is not asking for any of that. The man just wants opportunity. opportunities and he wants reps, and he should, based off of everything that he showed previously in college and everything else, he should be given the opportunities to not only have a chance in a preseason game, but not to be treated like someone that is, barely capable of throwing a football.
I think he was a second round talent, third round at worst. They are treating him like a fifth rounder.
I mean, you can make an argument they're treating him almost like an undrafted signed quarterback more than even a fifth rounder.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I could push back that hard on it, but I mean, they are treating him much more. It's funny because Kevin's the king of once you're in the building, draft position doesn't matter, which is the biggest lie any coach has ever told. All coaches say that it does matter. It matters on who the front office pressures to play. It matters for even little dumb stuff like compensatory if you leave the team in the future. I think we know it does matter. It's just what opportunity really is there. I think if you're a Shador fan, I don't think you should put all your eggs into this basket as if the sky is falling if he doesn't get what you specifically want.
It'll just show where he stands with the Browns in many ways, right? Like, think about it. Remember when we were very young in the business and radio, and it was like, it'd be like being that young kid in the radio trying to break through when reps are the only thing that matters at that point. Year one, year two of you being in this business, everyone screams, it's reps, it's reps, it's reps. And then it's like, oh, the holidays come by, and instead of giving you a Christmas show, they're just like, hey, so we're just going to go ahead and we got you come January. We got you come February. We got you in little spots here. It's like, no, if I'm not going to get the opportunity then at the times when they're dying to give it to people, then I'm probably not ever going to get the opportunities here.
216-474-0092. Is this week Shador's chance to push for the starting job? Let's go with Bob in Cleveland. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Bonjour. How's it going, guys? I haven't talked with you guys in a little while now, has it?
That's true. Living the dream, buddy. What you got?
Well, I heard what you guys were saying about RG3, saying if Shador Sanders' talent is being wasted here, and I have to agree with him. I think it is. I mean, he's like a first-round talent, second-round talent or whatever. Can we put him in the bottom to last of the depth charts of our quarterback room? Like, I don't understand this. Like, this is how you ruin quarterbacks, okay? When we do stuff like this, we ruin them. And then guess what? He's going to probably go somewhere else, like Baker Mayfield did, and then he's going to explode for, like, I don't know, 4,000 passing yards and like, 38 touchdowns and stuff like that. And then they're like, oh, well, why did we do this? Why didn't we do this with him? I mean, it's just, I mean, I just would like to see some competent management here.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That's what I want to see. You know what I mean?
Bob, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much. Bonjour. I would actually say the two biggest sins in how quarterbacks are ruined is putting them out there too early. I'm not saying that's actually what's happening here, but they might say that. Or two, just not coaching them up right, which I think is another attempt to make sure you put him out there when he's ready.
And again, I get the putting him out there too early thing if we're talking about a real game. Like, we're still, it's a preseason game.
This is a real game.
It's a preseason game.
This is real tape. And by the way, it's not even just about Shador being ready.
Like, these are the opportunities.
Is Shador ready to go on the field and also lead those guys in a meaningful way where he's not getting in the way of them putting good tape out there as well?
And
that's what they would tell you. Again, I'm just trying to give you what I think the Browns' perspective is, whether I agree with it or not when it comes to Shador.
And I would tell their perspective is trash if that's what they think it is. If it's like, oh, he's holding people back. You shouldn't have drafted him. If you can't trust a quarterback to play in a preseason game, then you shouldn't have drafted him. You don't think he's an actual quarterback then?
Ken in Cuyahoga Falls, welcome to the show, Ken.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing very well. What you got?
There's a reason why other teams didn't draft him. It's not, listen, he fell to number five for a reason. It's not just because of his dad's name. Right, Jonathan? Now, listen, hear me out. One, I listen to you guys all the time. Jonathan, you don't think clearly when it comes to him. Shador does nothing wrong in your eyes consistently. Every day, he shines gold. He's not ready. This kid has impressed me every time I hear him talk. He impresses me. I want him to do great. I don't want him thrown out to the Wolves.
It's not thrown out to the Wolves. It's a preseason game, Ken. If you can't play your rookie quarterback in a preseason game, then you can't play your rookie quarterback.
Don't interrupt me, dude. No. I'm not saying that he's not ready. I want him to play. But what I'm saying is this. You want to shove him in. That's great. I want him to play.
No, Ken, it's not shoving him in. Ken, it's not shoving him in. Dylan Gabriel is not playing in the game. Kenny Pickett's not playing in the game. You're not taking reps away from anyone.
You don't think clearly, dude. Nick, seriously, I like the way you think. He has to earn it.
Earn a preseason game, Ken? He has to earn to play in a preseason game?
I want him to play. I didn't say he shouldn't play. I didn't say he shouldn't play.
What kind of crazy pills are we taking here? You guys are acting like he's playing in the Super Bowl on Friday. It's a preseason game against the Panthers.
I didn't say he shouldn't play, but you are not fair. You are not fair. Every day you get on here and you say that he's the best. He obviously he's not. He even says he wants to learn. Has he not? Has he not said that?
Yeah, everyone should want to learn, Ken. Everyone should want to learn.
Be fair.
It is fair. It is. I don't know what part of it isn't fair. Nick, what have I said in the past 3 months that's been unfair when it comes to Shador Sanders? Sorry, I wanted to play in a preseason game. I'm so unrealistic in wanting him to play in a preseason game where he's taking snaps away from Tyler Huntley, a guy that just got signed last night? That's not unfair. That's not unrealistic.
No, I didn't say it's unrealistic, but what's unrealistic is you get on here every day and act like he does nothing wrong. I love you guys. You're missing the point.
Love you too, Ken.
Just be honest. Just be honest is all I'm saying. I love you,
man. What part of it has been disingenuous, Ken?
Because every day you get on here, you act like Gabriel sucks and can't even walk straight. Seriously.
You're not wrong about that.
You're not giving him a fair shot.
Is this where this stems from, Ken? Listen, Ken, I like you. I can tell I like you. But is that where this stems from? Are you a Dylan Gabriel guy? Is that what that is?
No.
Calling him an Oompa Loompa, did I offend your Dylan Gabriel fandom?
I'm a 62-year-old man that wants our quarterback, whoever it is.
Me too. But isn't that even 62. More reason to be like, hey, let's see what Shador can do on Friday and give him the snaps instead of Tyler Huntley, who's not going to be on the roster 2 weeks from now? Tyler Huntley will not be on the Browns roster by the time we start this season.
It shocks me that they signed him, but I know why they did.
Ken,
shocked me.
Anyway, Ken, we got a boogie, buddy. We appreciate you.
Don't apologize. It's fun. It's all in good fun. Thank you, Ken. Okay.
I like Ken. He likes the way I think. I like Ken.
Yeah.
that's a good call for me. Yeah. A lot of dubs for Nicky Dubs in that one. Likes the way I think. I think that's really all I took away from that.
I think we got to common ground in many ways. He's just a big Dylan Gabriel guy, Ken.
I think, I don't know.
Did it not sound that way? Oh, geez. I didn't have to reevaluate that.
That
sounds
like reciprocity.
Well, wait. Was I too hard on Ken?
Ken, I can tell I like you. No, I loved it. That was a great Donnybrook. That was great.
Not a Donnybrook. You just can't lie about me and then expect me to be like, oh, yeah, you're right.
I think there's a segment of people that might agree with Ken.
Are you that segment of people?
I am not. No, I think you've been
really did a great job jumping to the pool to defend me here.
You're a grown man.
I didn't need it. I didn't need it in any sort of way.
I would never infantilize you like that. I was enjoying that too much.
Okay, good. I liked Ken. That's the thing. People will walk away thinking I got mad at Ken, and I got mad. And that's part of the joy of this. Now, if Ken and I were to do that in the middle of the street, it's not going down that way because we're not just raising our voices and yelling at each other like
you're
it's crazy.
You just going to fist fight, Ken?
Sports talk, right? I'm not fist fighting a 62-year-old man, Nick.
That was where you lied. Because you said, me too, you're not 62. Matt Underwood, Guardians TV, play-by-play man. He is trying hard not to mother bleep me right now. Matt Underwood
well,
in 5 minutes.
I'm MFing you, my friend.
92.3, the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.